Walk into any drug or dollar store right now, and what you'll see prominently displayed are school supplies. Here in the Bay Area, where schools have just started, it's not just students and parents buying them, it's also teachers. KELW's Hannah Kingsley Ma set out to find out why and check out one of the more unusual places to get classroom staples for free. And a note to our listeners, KELW's license is held by the San Francisco Unified School District.
There's a warehouse in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood, stuffed with the severed legs of aging mannequins, screws of various sizes, large pieces of real fur. It's called SCRAP, Scroungers Center for Reusable Art Parts, a nonprofit recycling center. And while it might seem like a necessary pit stop before Burning Man, today it's full of another crew of diehards, teachers. More than 200 of them.
So I got a bunch of tiles, paper, pencils, manila folders for portfolios.
That's Corbray Smith, known to his students as Mr. C. He teaches sixth grade art at an Oakland charter school, and he's taking advantage of a teacher giveaway today at SCRAP. The center has set aside free donated materials that might be useful to teachers. Things like binders, stacks of old National Geographic magazines, markers, and picture books. Smith's carrying load after load to his car.
This is my seventh trip. Yeah, I took everything.
Smith is excited about this free bundle of goods because usually...
I'm typically, though, spending all of my money.
Smith's not alone. The average American teacher spends $500 out of pocket on classroom supplies. Right now, California school funding looks better than it did during the recession, when school budgets were slashed by $20 billion. And Smith says his classroom budget's pretty generous. So why doesn't he make more art supply orders through school? He says bureaucracy.
It takes a long time to get reimbursed. And sometimes you just have a need and you just need to do it.
And after meetings and lesson planning and working with kids all day, filling out paperwork to justify purchasing paper and paint, it just isn't really worth it to him. At a bin near Corbray Smith, a preschool teacher withdraws in horror from a pile of plastic bottle caps.
I'm seeing stuff like, okay, not infant friendly.
Lenny De Leon teaches preschool, and she won't pick up anything an infant or toddler could swallow. Her school, Holy Family Day Home, is one of the oldest preschools in the city, and it mainly serves kids from low-income families. She takes her job as their first teacher very seriously.
It's like we have to feed that brain. We have to nurture it and, you know, get them to a good start, giving them positive experiences. Since, like, this is what a school is like. This is what a school should be.
She's eyeing color charts because she believes her classroom should be filled with beautiful things.
I want them to see just materials that, you know, they wouldn't typically see at home, beautiful materials. I want them to get excited.
But mostly she's collecting practical items here at SCRAP. Notebooks for teachers, staplers, and index cards. She has a small budget for classroom supplies.
And I'm just like, you know, I'm saving that for something really important.
Like if a CD player breaks, or they need to buy a new computer. So when she can't pick the basics up at SCRAP, she usually just buys them.
You know, I just kind of spend along the way. I try not to keep track of it just because I really don't want to know how much I'm really spending.
Rachel Castro, who teaches at a different San Francisco preschool, already spent $200 and school's just started.
I know that that when you do your taxes, you can deduct up to $500 and I'm usually over that.
Anne-Marie Thielon, the founder of SCRAP, thinks this is outrageous. She says she once went to a luncheon with bankers.
And I asked them, do your employees pay for their supplies to do their work? Why would teachers have to pay for their own supplies? And it's really a disgrace.
She opened SCRAP in 1976 to help educators and artists source cheap materials. The school district owns this warehouse, so SCRAP gets it rent-free. In return, they sell items at low cost year-round and host these free giveaways for teachers 9 times a year. You can find Thielon at the counter, wearing a beret, chatting with customers.
Yeah, I'm a teacher.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Yeah.
What do you teach?
I teach theater.
Oh. A few free packs of glue sticks, some crayons, they might seem small. But Thelon knows over time these things add up, especially as the rising cost of living is becoming prohibitive for many Bay Area teachers.
We need to really protect teachers because teachers are essential.
Preschool teacher Lenny De Leon agrees. She says she knows she'll go above and beyond to make her students' experiences positive. And so will educators everywhere.
I think teachers just kind of are just giving people, and they're just, we just do whatever it takes out of our pocket.
But she also resents the unspoken expectation she feels from many non-teachers, that doing her job well has to come at her own expense.
You should just do it because you love to do the job.
Yeah.
No. I cannot stress that enough.
What De Leon wants, she says, is true respect for the important and difficult work she does. And maybe that starts with her not having to buy her own Post-its. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Mott.